Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, okay? Be part of the solution. I know, you hear it from me all the time. And there's a reason for that, because you're not doing what I need you to do. As I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Again, be part of the solution. All right, the tax man, Dan Pella, is going to join me right after the break. And I want to, you know, Trump's taxes. Is it legal? Right? My understanding is it's not legal. How do they get away with handing his taxes up? Because if that's the case, then I think we should stop posting each member of Congress. Everybody with me? Come on, you with me on this one? Let's post each member of Congress's taxes. And we should go all around the whole thing. Right? Maybe even the, where they get their money from and all of that. The president's cabinet, that would be another good one, don't you think? No? Not there with me? I mean, seriously, this is how ridiculous this is. And again, they are getting away with this because we're allowing them to get away with it. When I say we, you know what I mean? The collective we. Who are you voting for? Who are you paying attention to? You know, Kevin McCarthy's scrambling right now because why? He doesn't have the votes he needs to get in. Gee, there's a shock. He didn't have them last time either. You know, seriously. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots happening out there. And McCarthy breaks with McConnell. He's going to oppose the bill, the omnibus bill. The almost $2 billion, trillion, dollar. I mean, come on. We're out of control now, right? House Minority Leader Representative Kevin McCarthy is going to campaign against the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill. McCarthy's break with the Senate Minority Leader will reportedly come at a GOP lunch meeting. And again, this is a day after the Senate already has agreed to do it. Let's see how that works out, right? The Congress is expected to give the final vote on the package later, either, I guess, today or tomorrow. House Republicans like Representative Dan Bishop have taken issue with specific aspects of the bill, aside from how big it is, right? Bishop pointed out what he called a sinister portion of the bill allows nearly $600 million to encourage family planning in places where human population growth threatens, what is this? Threatens animal biodiversity. What is that? Malthusianism is a disturbing anti-human ideology that should have zero place in a federal program. He's right. Oh, God, these people are sick. We let them get away with this on a regular basis. These people are sick. It's just amazing, again. We hire these people to protect us. Come on, let's just be honest, right? We hire them to protect us. And they're not doing it. You need to come down on your locals. Listen, I've been saying this for a long time. I know people are saying, that's why I don't bother voting. You can't win. They don't do what you want them to do anyhow. Right, let's just throw in the towel. Can you imagine if our founding fathers, or any member of the founding fathers, said, oh my God, do you know how many naval ships these people have? Do you know the amount of money the king is going to throw at us through his military? We can't win this. Right? We wouldn't be here today. We'd be speaking the king's English. Republican infighting over the spending bill comes as Ukraine President Zelensky. He's in Washington for the first time since the Russia invasion. You know, I kind of agree with some of my colleagues. Why? Why in God's creation is he here while his people are fighting a war? Why in the middle of a war? Now, McCarthy's called for more scrutiny on the funding of the Ukraine, an end to the blank checks. You really, really would love to know where the money's going, who's getting it, where it's going, how it's making its way back into Joey B's checking account. Come on. You don't tell the truth. You know, providing assistance for Ukrainians to defeat the Russians is number one priority in the United States right now. That's according to most Republicans. At least that's what McConnell says. Really, I'm sure most Republicans are worried about the Ukrainians being safe, could care less about what was going on with us, could care less about what was going on with Americans, right? Americans. It's just amazing. Anyway, give Ukraine more money while you're starving at the table. I don't know. Dan Pilla joins me after the break. Let's see where we go with him. Be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe is here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Okay, some of the things that send you into a tizzy on a regular basis, right? I mean, Ronald Reagan said it. When somebody knocks at your door and says, "Hi, I'm from the government. I'm here to help." Yeah, you know better than that. And when you get that letter from the IRS. And my next guest, always love having him on with me because, again, he doesn't take that spin. His advertisements still say, "Oh, my God, they're coming for you, you, the dog, the business, the wife, the kids, the house, the whole nine yards." It's not the way it works. And I can tell you from personal experience that Dan Pilla is the tax man. You can find him at taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. And you know what? Your website got a great makeover.
Yeah, it did. We kind of built a new one here and got her up and running, and I think it's pretty good looking. Yeah,
I'm not making fun of you. Just it's sleek. It looks good. Easy to find information on there. So people, head over there, take a look around. He doesn't charge you anything to take a look around. So
The previous site Joe had, frankly, had too much going on, so we simplified it and streamlined it, and it's easier to use.
Yep, beautiful. It is easier to use. All right, I've got some pressing things I have to talk to you about before we move on. Okay, number one, I've got a beef going on this week with a couple of people over Christmas music.
Okay.
All right. These new songs.
Do I have to mediate a dispute between people who like versus don't like Christmas music?
Well, I think we all like Christmas.
You
got these songs now that are a big deal with A Happy Christmas Time and Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, and I like the old songs. I want to bring Christ back into Christmas without these. What do you think?
Well, I just don't have any patience for Christmas music generally. You know, I'll tell you, you and I are compadres. When you go into these stores 10 minutes after Thanksgiving's over with, and you're being pounded with jingle bells and here comes Santa Claus, I'm done with that in all of 1 hour. I'm done with it.
Well, let me tell you what, my friend. I walked into a Lowe's. I even took a picture of it, put it up on Instagram a while back, okay? And people thought I was mad because of what was in the picture. I walk into Lowe's, and the first thing I see, a white Santa, a black Santa, and a row of Christmas stuff. Right behind that, a row of Halloween stuff. Right behind that, a row of Thanksgiving stuff. I'm going, my God, if I stepped into the Twilight Zone...
And this was when, in July?
This was before Halloween. Okay? The only thing they were missing was the Christmas music, my friend. That was all. God bless.
Yep.
So, all right. And then last but not least, look, I got to ask you, is Home Alone and A Christmas Story really Christmas stories? I mean, what happened to Miracle on 34th Street or the Charlie Brown Christmas or even White Christmas?
Well, first of all, I never saw Home Alone, believe it or not, so I can't tell you if that's a Christmas story or not. The Charlie Brown stuff I always enjoyed as a kid, and I don't even know if they play that anymore, the Charlie Brown Christmas. That was a good thing. Obviously, a Miracle on 34th Street's a classic, and there's nothing going to change that. Yeah. But how about Die Hard? I never saw the Die Hard movies either, Joe. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? I don't know.
They're trying to pull one over on us, Dan. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Here's the thing that's important. This is what matters. Is you get your family together, you make the Bergeau, you make the manicotti, you got the meatballs, you got the marinara sauce, you got a pot of pasta the size of a bathtub. That's what matters, Joe.
You forgot the cannolis. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't forget the cannoli. Yep.
Right. All right. Let's do a couple things now. Look, the Dems on the House the Tax Writing Committee, they voted to release taxes, Trump's tax information. Can they do that? I thought that was totally illegal.
Boy, they just make the law up as they go along. That's the problem. Just out of curiosity's sake, I guess I'll want to see Trump's tax returns. But the fact of the matter is, Joe, here's the reality, and I wrote about this, years and years ago when they first started chasing his tax returns, that there's very little you can tell from a tax return anyway. Because the fact is, and the IRS knows this, and this is why they do audits, Joe, because a tax return standing alone cannot tell the whole story of what's going on with a person's business.
That's right.
You have to examine the return. If you could tell on its face, and certainly there are things on the face of a return that you could determine are erroneous or BS. For example, if a person's got W-2 wages and the IRS has got their W-2 form that says they made 90 grand last year, and the individual puts a zero down on the line for W-2 wages, you can look at that at a glance and see that that's nonsense. But of course, if you just had the tax return without the W-2, You wouldn't know that. You would have no way to know that. So this is why the tax returns by themselves don't ever tell the whole story. And you got to look at what the information is, the documents behind the return to ever know whether the return is accurate or not.
No, I totally agree with you. And ignorant people aren't going to, you know, look, to give you a quick rundown, what they're showing, somebody's already put out some of the information on it. 2015, he showed a $31 million loss, still paid $641,000 in taxes. 16, $32 million loss. He paid $750,000. I mean, I go down the whole list here of what he's paid over the years. He took all these losses, and he still paid a boatload of money. And, you know, sure. I don't know what people are looking for. And the other thing you can kind of touch on is the fact that smart business people will take advantage of the tax laws not to pay as much taxes as humanly possible, correct?
Well, that's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, I would argue to you, and there's an awful lot of court precedent to support this idea that you don't have a patriotic duty to pay more taxes than you owe. If the law gives you a deduction, a credit, an exemption, allowance for this or that, and you don't claim it, then you're not a greater patriot than someone who does claim it. You have every right to keep the money that you earn peacefully and lawfully, Joe. You don't have an affirmative duty to give more to the government than what you owe.
Hey, if I'm taking advantage of the tax code, I'm following the law. What's the problem?
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, why would they have the provision in the code that allows you to reduce your tax for this reason or that reason if they didn't want people to use it?
Yeah. Yeah, I love the way they do this. And don't think those Democrats. Wouldn't you love now to make sure that every congressperson's taxes are released? I think that would be great. Boy, you stop them in a heartbeat. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up in a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden praising the president of Ukraine as he visits the White House.
This visit to Washington, your first trip outside Ukraine since February, comes as President Putin is escalating his attacks.
The visit comes as Russia continues its brutal assault on Ukraine, Biden noting it has been 300 days since Russia invaded the country. President Zelensky addressing Congress tonight. NASA's Mars InSight mission is dead after 4 years. The spacecraft landed on Mars to measure the planet's seismological shaking, but dropped contact on December 15th. NASA announced today that it does not expect to hear from InSight again. Police in Moscow, Idaho say a white Hyundai Elantra found in Eugene, Oregon after an injury crash is not related to the investigation of four University of Idaho students who were killed. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I mean, seriously. If you don't have the information, be quiet. I had a guy I heard talking the other day, and let me bring him on. Dan Pilla, our tax man. I heard a financial advisor, Dan, on the radio about a week ago say that the IRS agents, the people that are go after your money, if you would, they get a percentage of what they do the audit, what they get from you. Now, I know that's not true. This guy is a financial advisor on one of the bigger radio stations in L.A. That's not true.
Yeah, it's not true, Joe, and it's never been true.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is that the closest that they ever got to, quote-unquote, commissions, and commission is way the wrong word, in the context of what I'm about to say, is that they would evaluate promotions of individuals in the examination division. They'd evaluate promotions based on audit results, right? And that was rewritten so long ago that it's ancient history now. It was the late 1980s that they rewrote those policies.
Wow.
And said, no, we're not going to do that anymore either. We're going to have standards of accuracy that we're going to apply here, and that promotions are going to be based on accuracy of results, not dollars involved.
Right. Yeah, and this is where I tell people all the time, when you have misinformation like this, look what happens. We want to make sure that you have real information before we start going out and telling other people what you perceive to be the truth is, right? So
it's critical. And when you're dealing with the IRS, there is so much fantasy out there versus reality. And I'll tell you that the fantasy is the source of the confusion, and it's the source of the terror, frankly, that most people have about dealing with the IRS. You know, I've been saying this for 40 years. You don't have to be afraid of the IRS if you understand how these systems work and you understand what your rights are. You know, the IRS has got certain power, but they don't have unlimited power. You've got certain responsibilities, but that doesn't mean you got to turn your pockets out every time you got a letter from the IRS. So we've got to understand what the balances are here. And when you do, you're going to pay the taxes you owe, but no more than that.
Yep. Yep, totally agree. All right, I want to get back to Trump's taxes for a minute, finish that up, because I'm seeing some questions here. I understand that the Supreme Court said yes, for the reasons they had, the Congress had the right to ask for his tax returns. But I guess the next question is, do they actually have a right to release those tax returns to the public? Because I was under the impression, like most people are, that your tax returns are pretty much sacred when it comes to things like that.
Yeah, they certainly are. Now, the disclosure law in section 6301 of the Internal Revenue is the disclosure part of the code. The privacy confidentiality disclosure provisions are all in that one section. So if any listener wants to go look that up, it's section 6301. You can check that out. And so there are a lot of circumstances that are in the law that allow the IRS to disclose specific return information of an individual. They can disclose it to state government, state taxing agencies, local taxing agencies, other agencies of government that have a need for that particular information for some enforcement element of that particular government agency. For example, IRS can disclose to Department of Labor whether a particular business is using independent contractors properly or not. So that all has to do with law enforcement. It all has to do with disclosure within government agencies. But there's no authority in the code, Joe, to release the information to the general public. A particular taxpayer's information to the general public is not allowed. Now, statistical data that does not name individual taxpayers can be released and is released regularly. You can go to the Internal Revenue Service and you can get a body of data called the Statistics of Income, and every single quarter the IRS publishes this so-called Statistics of Income Bulletin that tell you, for example, how many Schedule C's were filed, how many corporate tax returns were filed, what the average income was of all those corporate tax returns, and so on, and every metric of data you can possibly imagine, and a few categories that you could never imagine. All of that stuff is compiled by the Treasury and released on an ongoing basis. But never in any of that information do you see an individual's tax return or return information. That is unprecedented, Joe.
Yeah. And that's what I thought. I've heard you say that in the past, and it doesn't matter that he's the president or not. He's still a U.S. citizen filing taxes under the tax code. It's that simple.
Yeah, right? and I got to correct myself here, Joe. The code section is 6103. It's not 6301. I misspoke. Dyslexia is a terrible disease. 6103. 6103 is the privacy section.
The fact that you even know those numbers or come close to knowing those numbers should tell people what a real tax geek you are and that you know what the heck you're doing. That's all I'm going to say, you know?
Okay.
So your people watching over your money, you know, Congress, Kevin McCarthy has said they're not letting this bill go through unless they cut $275 million from the IRS's budget. I'm going, really?
Well,
that should bring them to their knees, right?
Yeah, especially since they just handed them $80 billion over 10 years. So, let's put this in perspective to show you how silly this is. The IRS's budget, forget the $80 billion for just a second. The IRS's operating budget in 2023, fiscal 2023, is about $14.5 billion. Right? Now, they're going to get another $8 billion on top of that. Because of the Inflation Reduction Act, right? Yep. So it goes from 14 to 22.5 billion dollars of operating capital, operating revenue for this fiscal year, and so we're going to take away $275 million. What is that? It's nonsense.
I agree with you. I think it's hilarious. I mean, that people think this is a big deal. I'm going, would you pay attention to the numbers. Understand what's going on, right? All right.
Yeah.
So I took some questions I got over the last, the last couple of weeks. One is a personal one, though, I'm going to ask you. So we got a generator because I live here in North Venezuela, and we lose power on a regular basis. So I don't know. I don't know any other way to put it. It's exactly what happens. So
my recommendation is you get the hell out of Venezuela, Joe, and find a free state somewhere.
Well, we're giving that some serious thought, but I had to get a generator for a multitude of reasons. But the biggest one being is when I'm doing my work, the office is here in the house, the studio's in the house. When I'm doing my work and this stuff happens, I gotta be able to be running. I gotta be able to broadcast. I know that you and I've had these kind of conversations. The tax write off for the business. Do I get the full thing since I paid for it? Do I get half of it? Do I get how does that work?
Well, that's a good question, and that is an allocation issue. What you have, Joe, is an office in your home. You have a space in your home that's used regularly and exclusively for business purposes. That would be your home studio that you use regularly. I imagine you got a home office there too, where you do a lot of work related to your business here, and that space in your home is used regularly, exclusively for business purposes. Now, you bought a generator to keep you up and running for business purposes, but the fact is it's also running your refrigerator, and it's also running your air conditioner, and it's also running your table lamp in your bedroom.
So they might be listening. Out, right? What are you doing?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm going to keep you out of trouble here.
Thank you.
So the way this works is in a situation like that, you have a ratio of square footage in your house compared to the total square footage of your house that's used for business. So let's just make the math simple here. Let's say you got a 2,000 square foot house and you're using 400 square feet of that home exclusively for business. That means you've got a 20% use factor, right? 20% of the space in your home is used for business. So that means 20% of your utilities can be written off, 20% of your real estate taxes are a business expense, 20% of your lawn care and so on, right? The generator would have the same 20% ratio deduction.
All right. We'll hit more on this stuff on the other side of the break. Joe, in your house, don't go far. You're going to learn a lot about staying out of tax trouble in the next segment. Be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system
and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back, Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, pay attention, know what's going on. That way, there you don't have to worry about it. I was just talking to our tax man, the tax man, Dan Pilley. You can find him at Tax Help Online. And since I've known Dan and heard the stories and talked to other people, I mean, the bottom line with it is your anxiety level does go down when you see that IRS envelope. You don't start sucking for oxygen. You know, whatever it is, it can be worked through one way or the other. And, you know, something as stupid as an address change or something along those lines doesn't send you through the roof anymore. And understanding what you should and shouldn't be doing. That's why, you know, again, Dan, at Tax Help Online, they can get one of your books, especially if you have a small business, because that's what we're talking about now, a home business, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. Just go to my website, taxhelponline.com. It's all one word, no spaces of any kind. Taxhelponline.com. You buy any one of my books at any price point, Joe, and you get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me. So you get my book, for example, Dan Fuller's Small Business Tax Guide. You read the book. You'll have some questions. Write your questions down. Call my office. Make an appointment, and I'll answer all your questions directly and personally.
Yep, he does, and I'm telling you, people, once you get informed, it really does take the temperature way down. All right, let's just finish up from what we talked about in the last segment. you know, a lot of people have small businesses. They work out of their homes. They, you know, construction guys will store stuff at their home. They have a small office they work out of. And basically, you are entitled to write off the percentage of space that you're using. It coincides with the percentage of the electric bill and so forth and so on. That you can write off on your taxes, correct?
That is correct. There's a couple of rules you got to keep in mind, Joe, and this is important. First of all, the space used in your home has to be used regularly and exclusively for business purposes. That exclusive use test is a firm test that the IRS will hold you to. So if you got a spare bedroom and you're using it as an office during the day and a TV room at night, that's not exclusive use, right? If it's an office during the week and a bedroom for your kids that come home from college on the weekend, that's not exclusive use. It can be used only for business. That's number one. Number two, the space used in the home, the space that you have there, has to be used for the performance of tasks, administrative or ministerial tasks, that are necessary to the success of the business. So in other words, you can't be playing ping pong on your desktop in your home office. What you got to be doing, Joe, is using the space for the things that are necessary to make your business run, right? Whether you're doing it for billing or making phone calls or doing your computer work, whatever it is, it's got to be business related. And then number three is there can't be any other physical location where you can perform those tasks. So, for example, if you've got an office downtown where your main business is located, and you got state and you got an office there, you can't also then have a home office.
Really?
A home office has got to be the only place where you're operating your business from. So those are the key rules that you got to keep in mind.
Wow, that's enlightenment to me. I would have thought that you could have had some kind of secondary place for that. Okay, what about people like these the construction guys, okay, who use, you know, in my area, what's very common in a home are these extra RV driveways. But a lot of guys fence them in and they use them to store their construction stuff. So that space is used, you know, for them to put their parts and pieces and inventory, what have you. It's the backyard for all intents and purposes. Can they write that off?
Well, you're not going to write that off as a percentage of the home because it's outside the home. But here's what you can do. What you have in that situation, Joe, is a detached area, a area detached from the main dwelling place that you're using for business. So you have to fence that. The cost of that fence is deductible. You have to insure it. The cost of that insurance is deductible. You have storage facilities inside the fenced area, shelves or cabinets or whatever.
Right.
All of those are tax deductible. So that type of an area is not subject to the allocation rule that I talked about earlier, because that is exclusively business and it's detached from the dwelling unit. So, for example, if you built a shed, let's just take it a step farther and say you built a shed, a garage, a single car garage, or even a double car garage that you stored your work trucks in and all your tools, equipment, supplies, inventory whatsoever, all of that stuff. That'd be 100% deductible because it's detached from the dwelling unit, so it's not subject to the allocation rules. The key to the allocation rules is you're living under the roof that you're also working in. That's where you got to do the allocation.
All right, so let me throw a little curveball at you. I got a two-car garage. On one side the garage, you already know I'm going with this, right? I got my car, my pretty car, and I make sure I want to keep it in the garage. The other side of the garage, I've got all my tools, I've got my work truck. Everything on that side is work-related. Anything?
Yeah, in that situation, I would cut the square footage in half. Now, here's the problem you run into with a garage, and people will get tripped up by the IRS. They'll say, well, do you ever park your personal car in the garage? The answer is, well, yes. And the IRS will say, aha, personal use. You don't pass the exclusive use test. But what you described, Joe, is half the garage personal, half the garage business. So you've got to demark the area, and you don't have to have a curtain or a wall or anything, but there has to be a clear division between the business side and the personal side, and that clear division could be as simple as an imaginary line down the center of the garage. It doesn't have to be marked off with a yellow line or a curtain or anything like that, but it just has to be clearly demarked between business and personal. And you got to be able to state under penalty of perjury, Joe, that you never parked your personal car on the business side of the garage. If anything gets parked on the business side of the garage, it's the business truck.
Got it. All right. Perfect. All right. Gifts. It's Christmas time. I got a business. I got these sales guys at these companies that send me a lot of work my way. And they're all heavy drinkers. So I'm going to buy them the best scotch I can get my hand on. You know, the $699 bottle of scotch and maybe a gift card for a couple of $100 at a local steakhouse. Is there any limit on the gifts? What I should watch out for? What I should think about?
Well, yeah, the gift that's a no questions asked tax deduction for you and not income to the recipient, Joe, is $75 or less. That's pretty standard.
Wow.
Now, that doesn't stop you from giving a gift to your customer. I mean, you can give them Ram season tickets if you want for, I don't know what Ram season tickets cost, but you can give away season tickets and write them off as an expense for your business as an advertising or you know, personal relations expense, that sort of thing, goodwill, all that kind of thing. Businesses do that all the time. But when it's in excess of $75, then the individual that receives that has
wow.
to claim it as income.
Okay, that's an eye opener. I really never thought about that. You know, and interesting. Okay, well, there's something for people to keep in mind. If you really like this person, you might want to say it to them as you're handing them that gift or something along those lines. What other gotcha gifts do people have to be careful of, or is that the $75 rule the only thing? It really doesn't matter.
Well, that's it. That's the only thing. If you get a gift from somebody in the context of business, now I'm not talking about a goodwill, no strings attached gift, Joe. I'm not talking about a gift to charity or you give $1,000 to your neighbor who's down on their luck. I'm not talking about that.
Right.
The no strings attached gift you give out of your kindness and Christian spirit to somebody who needs help is not taxable to the recipient. What I'm talking about is a gift that's made in the context of a business relationship where you're giving the gift in anticipation of some economic benefit on the back end, continued ongoing business relationship with this person, right?
Yep.
That's a strings attached kind of thing. That is taxable income at fair market value to the person who receives it.
Okay. All right, so let's get to some other serious stuff. Christmas traditions. Come on, my friend. What is something that you have to have on the table? What is a tradition have to have to call it Christmas?
Well, I talked to my son today, Anthony, who's coming home from Chicago, and he says, Dad, the reason we get together at Christmas is because of the stuffed shells. All right, the manicotti stuffed shells with the Rosa sauce, the cream sauce with the tomato spike with it. If you don't have that, it's just not Christmas, Joe.
Now, I've been hearing about this for years.
Yes,
and I want to tell you that there are ways to ship food. To quickly trace it and ship food so it makes it so it's still good. But, no, listen, Dan, I have appreciated your information, your honesty, and your friendship over the last few years. And I hope you and your family have a very healthy and a great Christmas. And, you know, and the blizzard, you're going to have a white Christmas. I miss those. I'm from Boston. I very much miss snow around
here. We probably got 25 inches of snow around here already in Minnesota. not just tonight, but
yeah.
You know, over the course of the last 6 weeks. But, Joe, let me turn all that right around on you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for what you do and your voice out there of freedom and reason, and God knows we need more of it. So keep up the good work, Joe. And it's my honor and pleasure to work with you all these years.
Well, God bless. Have a great Christmas. And we will catch up with you maybe after the first of the year, maybe before. We'll see what happens.
Sounds good.
All right. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. People, don't go far. Seriously. You're going to miss it. I got a lot of stuff I want to talk to you about. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Write it down. Keep it close by and give us a call.